Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Starting a business is hard. Enabling it to survive is even harder. I have started 5 businesses in the last 30 years or so, and all of them are still alive and thriving. I've never started a business that didn't make it, and I have attributed that to being pragmatic, frugal, I hate to lose, and have a AAA OCD type personality that works at warp speed. All those attributes do cause me problems at some point. I have way too much stuff on my desk, forget stuff at times, think that's my age showing, get super stressed out and anxious at times, and freak out if anything slips even a little bit. It's not all roses, trust me, but I wouldn't have it any other way. All that work keeps me out of trouble. Well, most of the time anyway. That said, 9 out of 10 businesses don't survive the first 18 months. That statistic doesn't surprise me. I can tell a person by their actions if they run a profitable business successfully and if they can actually do it over a long period of time. And I'm not talking about a lemonade stand. I'm talking about a viable business selling a product or service that people want and will pay for and then pushing it to grow and grow. Some of the ways indicating a successful current or future business person is in my midst are simple things. In its simplest form, if I could give one piece of advice on why my businesses thrive, is that I respond every time and quickly, no matter what the subject, business or personal. Looking for successful people, both personally and in business, one thing stands out to me, and one thing I look for is, does the person answer all messages without exception and in a timely fashion? Look, let's face facts here. We live in a world of high tech. The speed of communication has accelerated. Keep up or check out. You may not like it, but your fiercest competitors do and use it to their full advantage. If they answer quicker and more consistently than you do, they'll bury you. Whether you're busy, don't like the person, or want to avoid the subject, everyone deserves an answer. A yes, no, maybe, or whatever. When someone sends you a message, they are taking the time to contact you, so respond immediately if you can, but as soon as you can. Doing an MBA, which means manage by avoidance, is rude, period. Everyone deserves a prompt response. If it's on a personal nature, respond. I can't count the number of people I message and never get an answer, or get an answer days later. Lame. As for business people, if you don't respond to inquiries, don't worry. You'll soon have no inquiries to respond to. Customers want a response. The faster the response, the more orders you'll get. Just graph it. Faster responses mean more money in your pocket. You'll also be known as someone people can count on. Heck, I respond quickly, usually within a few minutes, but definitely within the hour if possible, even when I'm on vacation, until I'm pushing up the proverbial daisies. That's the way I'll do it. It's called respect and good business. The same goes for phone calls. Any inquiry or reach out to me gets a response. If I don't have an answer, I follow up with a message that says, I'm still working on it. That way they know you didn't fall in a hole, and then they go somewhere else. Do I drop the ball occasionally? Of course I do. Everyone does. But when I realize I did, I respond. Responding always and quickly not only shows you respect another's time, but most people, whether in business or personal matters, are woefully lacking in this department. When I find someone who answers my inquiries, I not only include them in more of my life, if in business, I give them more of mine. It is once said by a football coach, I'd rather have a mediocre player that busts his ass than a great player who isn't willing to do the work. I work with a lot of insurance companies that sell competing products. I could use a variety of companies with good products, but I only use one. It's because my contact at the one I use answers me, always and without exception. And when he does, he streamlines my work, makes it easier for me to get answers, even on the weekends, and therefore gets all of my business. Concluding, consistent and fast responses will overcome a lot of other deficiencies we all have in business and our personal lives. Try it and see the doors open. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed herein are my opinions only and do not necessarily represent those of this media, its members, staff, supporters, or sponsors, and is not meant as investment advice, nor the opinion of any registered investment advisor, bank, or broker-dealer. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community today. Your station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.
Money, it's a crime.